What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A skizzit, a gizzit, a plagiarized wizard, come on! Oh, I think that might be my best one, guys. I thought to myself.
That was like impromptu?
I just want to come off the cuff. I just want to figure something out on the fly. And I think I did a pretty good job.
Now, don't get me wrong. Welcome into the Spitballers. That sounded familiar.
I changed some stuff.
Something sounded familiar about that, and I can't quite place it.
Oh, man.
So
welcome in, Spitwads.
This is episode 166 of the Spitballers Podcast. Very excited about Would You Rather Highway to Spell and some dad jokes on today's show.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to get some hard words today in Highway to Spell.
Oh, no. What you heard there was, something that was brought to our attention as...
Very important.
We three kings of the Spitballers. Apparently... Al, who is present.
Yes.
Apparently he took inspiration from.
Well, let's get us at the table. So, you know, like a year
ago. I'm
afraid
to look at him.
A year ago or something. I don't know, he's in the darkness over there. Like a year ago something, we sprung it on Owl that he has to do a scat intro. So he, you know, you can experience it. And he smashed it. It was a fantastic introduction to the show.
Highly acclaimed.
And he said, I'm never doing it again. And we're like, okay, we'll see about that. And we, sometime later, we end up setting this timeline of, okay, every 80-something shows or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're gonna every do 86 this, shows, which seems reasonable.
Yeah, you're going to do the scat. And then he tried to like pretend it was later. So it got pushed up even sooner. And you go back to last week's show, he opened it up, and it was an incredible rhyme.
Mike loved it.
I thought it was incredible. It was in time. It flowed. It rhymed. It was very topical to our show. And I gave him a huge amount of credit for this scat.
Which he received.
Which he fully
with open
embraced.
Arms. Quiet, open arms.
And never once even hinted... that this may not be
an original.
His words. Mm. In fact, it might be the words of one of our devoted listeners who then brought it to our attention on the Twitter bot. And
thank you for that.
Is
yes.
Busted.
Thank you busted. So much for bringing it to our attention. Yes, because one of our favorite things, if you're new, welcome in. One of our favorite things here is driving that bus over our close beep, friends. Beep. We like to drive it over, and we like to back it up, and we like to drive it over. Al, how are you feeling today under the bus?
I feel great.
Oh.
Listen.
Oh, here it comes.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Yes. He's been defending himself all day. Let's have it.
Greg.
Defend yourself. Court is in order.
Spitwad Greg, thank you for the inspiration for my scat.
Oh, there it is.
You provided the bones to a very good scat.
Oh, the bones.
Oh, that's right. You've been saying all day.
He put the meat on it.
Yes, I did.
This morning, and I think people really enjoyed your scat. There's nothing.
Yeah,
your scat was great
because it was incredible and not written by him.
And my wife, this came up at home, and my wife and my kids loved the show. My wife said, "Well, didn't you ask for some submissions?"
Sure
yes,
enough, yeah.
Yes, we did. And then my 10-year-old had the sensibility to say, "Yeah," but he didn't give him any credit.
On the review, a skizzard, a gizzard, ask your local wizard, come on, and Owl, what was your scat?
You said you did change it. What was it?
I need a lizard, a gizzard. Yes, I'm your local wizard.
Soup's different.
Huzzah.
And he has been defending this to the grave something way different.
If you had to, if you line these.
It is very industry standard for the performer to not give the songwriter the credits.
We are the Spitballers Podcast.
I'm just saying, I'm the performer. I'm the artiste here, and it buried in our terms and condition. I did give him credit on our website.
Now, just to be,
I hope you
to
gave
be clear,
him money because the songwriter makes all the money.
If you put these two photographs over each other How close would they look?
It's the same picture.
Okay. I think you're off the hook now. Thank you for tuning in. So much to get into on today's Spitballers episode. Spitballerspod.com. If you want to support the show, always thank. We're always thankful if you tell your friends and family, review the show as well.
And just put some really good scat ideas in there.
Yeah. But just make sure you copyright them, like, legally beforehand. All right. Now you're off the hook. Here we go.
Would you rather?
I like you say that he's off the hook, like that will ever be forgotten.
Well, here's the thing. Never, I don't know why we're not never. Doing Liar Liar today. Because if you could combine what just happened to him with us finally winning on Liar man. Liar.
That's why we're not doing Liar Liar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense. Instead, he wanted the power. That's why he went with Highway to Spells, because he was like, I know I'm getting it today, so they're going to get it.
And he has
the joke's
the
on you, because I'm Googling power. These words this time.
All right. Would you rather, question from McNall on the website. Would you rather eat a hot dog or a burger without a bun?
I've done both.
Yeah,
I've done both.
Both are delicious.
It's would you rather, though. I mean, it's like you have to choose. They're both sitting there, and you're hungry.
So a burger without a bun is like a steak, and I think that's its clear advantage.
It's like a steak?
Right. It's basically a slab of meat on a plate.
Well, it's more than basically a slab of meat. It is just meat.
Sure, but it isn't a steak because it's not a cut of meat. It's a ground.
People don't eat them with fork and knife, traditionally.
A burger?
Yeah.
You do when you go bunless.
Yep. I think that's what Andy was saying, was that you...
So when you do it, it's not traditional, nor is it with a hot dog. Both come with a bun by nature. A steak does not come with a bun. Therefore, these are two awkward situations. Now, the burger argument for me is simple. You can stack a bunch of stuff on a burger without a bun and still eat it. With a hot dog, you really almost got to go plain hot dog.
Messier fingers with the hamburger, though.
I don't know, but no.
Messier fingers? You're eating this
with the hot dog.
Is it
a plain hot dog?
The way I'm picturing this, I know we're talking about a fork and knife. I'm picturing this as I'm hungry. This is, we got to make some moves here.
I can hold a burger from the bottom and eat it like it's a tray.
A tostada.
With some cheese on top and onions.
But I'm saying your fingers are far greasier from the burger than they are from the hot dog.
Really?
That's false.
If you're holding a burger, it's greasier than if you're holding a hot dog?
Yeah, it's got to be.
I don't think that's scientific.
Now, if you're just grabbing it, I'm not grabbing the burger.
Well, can't squeeze it.
I'm not grasping.
I'm not juicing a burger. I'm eating a burger.
I'm holding it like this. Which you can't see on the podcast.
Wait, you're balancing. You're delicately balancing the burger. As soon as you take one single bite of your balanced burger, that thing's falling right on the floor.
I believe in you, Andy. I'll be careful with my.
You're not holding that thing. It's going down.
Now, hot dog. If I'm eating a hot dog without a bun, I'm eating it plain.
It's a dip situation.
Oh.
You got a ketchup, you got a mustard or whatever you like on the side, and you just dip. This is how my son Isaac eats every... He apparently hates hot dog buns. He's not like a...
Only hot dogs.
If you put one on a burger bun, he'd be cool?
I have not tried that yet, but I will say this. I love hot dogs on bread.
People roll it in bread.
Roll it in bread. Well, I mean, psychopaths.
No, I mean, you set it. When you say on bread, I just mean you set it on and then you use it like a taco shell.
No. Not a taco situation. What you do.
Oh, I'm learning.
Oh, this is great. I did this like three days ago. Yeah.
Oh, so two dogs.
Two dogs.
Yeah.
And you cut them down the middle.
Yeah,
so
I can see
this. So it's four half dogs, and then you put them on the bread. It's a dog sandwich.
Yeah. And I've never done that.
It is delightful.
Is it like eating a hot dog?
It's like eating a hot darger.
A hot darger?
A hot darger. Because it's very similar to a burger.
Oh, okay.
But it's a hot dog.
Did you not understand what was happening, Mike?
I didn't.
Are you with us?
I thought he was just struggling to say
the word hot dog. Yeah, it's a super hard one.
Oh, you're saying it is beneath you to struggle to say the word hot dog?
I would say that of all the words I have ever struggled to say, which are incalculable.
Yes.
Which I said very well.
Spell it now.
No. Dog would not be one of the words
I
would get.
No, not dog, but hot dog.
Oh, the double up.
I just heard you struggle to say it.
If you had to eat either one plain with a bun, I'd always choose the hot dog. I eat a hot dog plain all the time. Now, a plain burger, literally with nothing else, that kind of sucks compared to a plain hot dog.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I'm fine going plain for either. What do you normally put on your hot dog?
Ketchup, mustard, relish, onions.
Oh, you do the ketchup. Wow. See, you'll get some hate for that. Because traditional hot dog truthers is no ketchup. You do
mustard,
relish, onions.
Yeah, I mean, if I can only have one condiment on your hot dog, it's mustard.
Okay.
It's a mustard only dog. I'm happy to have a ketchup only dog, but mustard only is better. But ketchup, mustard, relish, and onions is the pinnacle. And
they
have
to be diced onions, right?
100%.
Yeah, those
and
are
if
great.
Anybody
not the has, big circles
has a
the big or whole, no whole onions either.
If or anybody has a different opinion, which you are entitled to, I would love to fight you.
For hot dogs.
I would love to fight you over the condiments on a hot dog because I'm right.
I just go nude. Nothing.
See, there you go. He goes nothing.
Yeah,
I think it's because he's too hungry. He
I
does
think
not
hunger
have
is a
the
big
time.
Issue for you.
I will say this: when I don't go ketchup, mustard, relish, and onions, it's usually because I'm not willing
to take out of the fridge and put away.
Exactly.
I don't got time for that.
No, it's a laziness thing. I don't want to do the work.
My man.
I heard a stand-up comic talk about the fact he had him and his girlfriend were watching or eating at the table, and she was eating a salad, and she's like, "Can I get the ranch dressing?" And he's like, "Oh, it's in the fridge." And she says, "Ugh," and then ate the salad plain.
Wow.
Which I think you would do.
No, not a salad.
Okay.
No. That
just because she didn't want to go to the fridge, get it, and bring it back to the table.
That was a test to see if he would get it. That's what that was.
Yeah,
He didn't.
You failed the test.
I don't know what we answered there. I think we...
Oh, I'm going hot dog.
I'll go burger.
Yeah, tostada burger. Joshua from...
using a fork and a knife.
It's like a Slim Jim. It's like a real big... It's a thick Slim Jim.
Joshua from the website. You have to fire off your own confetti cannon every time you enter a room.
Okay.
Or turn off all the lights whenever you leave a room, including public restrooms, offices, job interviews, no matter what.
Job interview?
So would you rather have to fire off your own confetti cannon? I mean, that's abrasive. I mean, that is...
Well, there's cleanup involved now.
Now, that's funny one time. The first time you do that, that's funny.
It can also be...
The lights could be funny, though, the first time you do it, too.
Oh, the lights could be funny the 700th time you do it.
Have you had people do that to you in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
At a public restroom?
Nope. Not in a public restroom. That
I have. I've had somebody turn them off. And it's dark in there, man.
I feel like
dark.
At the old office, I feel like that happened more than once or twice.
Yeah.
I know that I used to frequent a restroom that was motion-activated. So it was completely fine if you go to the urinal. But if you were to go to the stall, you best be quick. Because if you're in the stall too long, the lights are turning off because it doesn't... I mean, who puts the timer on a motion-activated bathroom thing at under 5 minutes?
People need to save a few bucks.
Yeah, I heard something about if you take a 10-minute poop at work every day, you basically get a free week of vacation, like 43 hours over the course of a year.
We had talked about how long should an employee have to poo. And apparently 10 minutes adds up quickly.
I also put a sign above our office bathroom that says, you have to be the fourth poo in before you flush to save water.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Save the earth.
Yeah. So you want to be at the beginning of that ride.
There's a drought.
Look, people are going to get furious with you with the lights one.
Both of them.
After the first joke. Yeah, I mean, they both suck.
Every time you enter a room, so in your home, is this a one-time deal? I come home from work in my garage, pa-pow, Papa's home, it's a big party, or is it every single room in my house, I have to fire off the cannon?
I don't think it's every single room, because your pockets can't hold enough.
You're going to need a backpack.
When you present to new people in that context, then it's not like you walk to the kitchen, you get yourself a soda, and when you walk back into the living room, you do it again.
Well, there's no door.
I think it's a matter of people. So you come in your garage, you pull into your garage, you don't even have to confetti yet. Ain't nobody in there. But when you walk into the house and there's people home, pa-pow, plop, I'm
here. Is a garage a room?
No.
When the door's down.
A garage is not a room. That's a great question, Mike. But a garage is not a room.
Why?
Then what is it?
Because it has no square footage. addition to your house.
Yeah, but that's the same rule of an inside room with no closet. So back off.
Oh, realtor's going at it.
No, that's a bedroom. It's not a bed. It's still a room.
Fight.
When you ask how many rooms a house has, you don't get to count it without a closet. So you can call it a bedroom or a room.
I call it a den.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a good point.
And it's your car den.
Okay.
Why did this come up? He needs to know whether he needs to present himself.
I have the important questions. And is a garage a room?
Is a shed a room? No.
But that's not connected to your house.
Does it have a closet?
That doesn't matter if it's connected to your house to be a room.
What if
it does, too?
What if my garage has a mattress in it?
You don't get to count three rooms in a casita towards your main house. It's not a five-bedroom house.
Fully detached casita.
Wait. Yes, it counts you do.
As a separate casita. But
yes, you do get to count those as rooms on your house.
It's not a... It's two houses. Why are we debating? Do you remember how many square feet in an acre?
43,000 something.
Very nice.
Impressive.
We were realtors for a day. I'm taking the confetti one. It's positive. People will get annoyed with me, but it won't stop them from working.
I am taking the light one because when I leave, I have not... Like, when I go... Well, first of all, I don't have to deal with this at all. Not my problem.
Right.
Second of all, I'm out of sight, out of mind for the people left over. And third, I'm not leaving behind a gigantic mess. Like,
that's true.
All they got to do is go turn the light switch on. Not like, oh gosh, Jimmy's home. I gotta get the broom.
What a letdown if you are the one that has to clean up your confetti every time at the office. So you pop it, but then you have to spend 30 minutes cleaning up the confetti off the. I'm so sorry about this, Mike. Just, what's your final answer here?
I'm not cleaning up my confetti. That's not my issue. I'm turning off the light.
We did the confetti poppers for our 1,000th episode of the Fantasy Footballers, and we still find pieces. That was a long time ago.
They were
so loud. Those things scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. Aaron from Patreon, would you rather carry 100 pounds up three flights of stairs?
Oh, yes.
Or take four trips carrying 25 pounds up the same three flights of stairs? So four trips of 25 pounds or one trip.
Feel like this is the
Wait,
grocery
same
question.
Amount of stairs. I don't
know. Yeah, no, I get okay. it. I get it. So you're basically you're gonna walk a lot more. You're gonna do the three flights, yeah. You know, multiple times.
Can I tattletale on my wife right now?
Oh, please do.
No one's listening.
So you know, we've been married 15 years. Everybody's got their own things that they always do, and it doesn't matter whether the spouse has a different opinion. You just do what you do, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked about taking the trash out and expecting someone to, you know, you take the trash on, the other person puts the bag in. My wife is famous for, she's the one trip. And because this translates to...
Test your mic.
To groceries.
Yeah, that's, yes.
She will have just an unbelievable quantity of grocery bags hanging off her body
as she
struggles to climb through door frames to get over gates to get, but it will be one trip.
Super impressive.
Yes.
That's
the way you do it.
The way to do it. For
not
sure.
The separate trips.
No, I mean, if you got to get those bags up to your shoulders, you do what you got to do to carry all the groceries at once. And I'm that way on this. I would rather take 100 pounds up the stairs than have any kind of prolonged cardio activity.
Now, I will do the 25 for sure.
I will say this. Carrying 100 pounds up one flight of stairs is very difficult.
Yeah, that's not a good time. You ever move somebody?
I've moved exactly a 100-pound weight because I have my little workout room is upstairs.
So that's a very comfortable thing to hold.
And... Yeah, it's exactly. It's not oddly shaped. It is designed to be held and exercised with. And I had to carry him up one at a time. And oh man, by the time you get up, you can feel your blood pressure behind your eyes. You're about to steam out the ears. It's very, very heavy. And that was one flight.
Yeah, but here's the problem. When I take that 25 pounds up the stairs, I'm already talking about the elevation and the fact that it
the
is
the elevation.
Oh, absolutely! I am winded.
The hair is thinning out.
I am winded. So, and honestly, I carry nothing up the stairs one flight, and I am toast. So, I'm not going back down for more.
Man, back down there at 2,000 feet, I'm up here at 2,020 feet. All right. I will go the 25 pounds. Cormac from the website, would you rather start every conversation by asking, would you like to know how I got these scars?
Okay.
While pointing at a tiny scratch on your hand.
Oh, hilarious.
Or end every conversation by saying, oh no, the pleasure was all yours.
Oh man, what a jerk. What a jerk move. To just, I mean, could you imagine that? Could you imagine while you have a conversation and someone leaves and says, oh no, the pleasure was all yours, and then leaves? Wow.
Now again, this is like your lights out thing. You may say or do the rude thing, but you're gone. They can talk about you behind your back, but you ain't there to experience it.
Yeah, but I feel like I could. The light seems like an accident.
Not after the second time.
Not after the 17th time. But, you know, it's like this one is a personality trait. This one is
It would be funny for one time.
I mean, or it's just that's a it's perfectly timed because that's a dad joke. Oh, the pleasure is all yours. Yeah. Working hard or hardly working.
Why does he keep saying the pleasure was all yours?
Yeah, but when you've got, like, we are, I would say, professional dad jokers.
Yes.
We are the standard at which success is judged by in the dad joke realm. And we understand that with that responsibility means you cannot overplay a joke.
Mm.
We tell our kid, when our children do something really funny, oh man, they want to do it over and over. And it's like, no.
Yep.
You don't overplay a joke. You get the laughs, and then you act like it's no big deal.
You can get away with two extras of these at a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, for sure. That, oh, I mean,
if you did this at a Chick-fil-A, you'd be like, you'd be trapped in a time warp.
Yeah.
Because the pleasure was yours. Yes, the pleasure was mine. No. The pleasure was yours. My pleasure. The pleasure was yours. My pleasure.
Couldn't you
then you're
agreeing at that point.
Yeah. You're just saying, the pleasure was yours, my pleasure. And then you go,
exactly.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So I don't know. This scar one is just pathetic.
Oh, I forgot about the other option. There's a would you rather here. So I have little scars.
You
on
have
my,
told us about that scar
on
a lot.
My hand. Well, no, this one's brand new.
This is not the one you've told us about when your wife cut you with a straw?
No. This one is...
How are you going to tell us about it? You're not even going to say you want to know how I got these scars.
Yeah. Oh, guys, you want to know how I got these scars?
Yes, I do.
So I got a new hose reel. Okay. It comes with the
box. Sounds pretty manly.
Yeah. It comes in a box. Actually, I had to install the hose in the box. I mean,
wait,
I don't wanna...
it comes in a cardboard box?
No. Like a fancy wicker box. You know, outside, you reel this hose
basket
in a, well, it's a full box. It's got a lid so that it kind of encloses, hides the ugly hose.
Is it like lattice?
Yeah. And so I'm cranking the hose handle, you know, and I'm holding the box on the side, and I take that hose handle and I just quickly shred my thumb and. That's how I got these scars. I think I don't want to ask people how I got these scars because then they might go, yeah, I want to know. And then I'll be like,
yeah,
it's not a good story at all.
All right, so you're going with my pleasure.
That's right.
It sounds like the pleasure was everyone's.
Yeah,
pleasure all right.
was all yours.
All right. Are we allowed to move on now?
Oh,
yes, we are.
Hey, Spitwads, you might have some big events coming up, maybe a wedding, maybe something else going on, and the cost of attending a huge event, that can add up, the flights, the hotels, the gifts, and then you get to the part where you got to look sharp, you got to look right, you got to show up at the wedding and look like you actually put some effort into it, maybe. You got to check out Indochino. Custom fitted suits from Indochino are great. They've been partners with us for a long time. It's actually what I wore to Judge Giamatti's wedding celebration, and it's custom fitted, so you look good. You can put that on, get all those pictures taken at the event, and create those priceless memories, and it doesn't cost you a fortune. So you've got all those other expenses. This doesn't have to be one of the big ones. My favorite part of the Indochino suit, that interior liner. I got like a solar system on the inside of it. Every suit is made to order, exact measurements. You can customize every detail.
They've even got tuxedos starting at $579. You don't need to go rent one for that price. You can buy it, and then you got it for years and years to come for those big events. RSVP, knowing you've got the perfect look all wedding season long from Indochino. Go to Indochino.com and use the code BALLERS to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BALLERS.
Highway to Spell.
All righty. It's time to spell some words. I am on a hot streak. I think I have two straight wins in this. Three straight? I don't know.
Oh, that's great. That relieves
two straight.
So much pressure.
Okay.
I'm not the one on a streak.
Oh, honestly.
Nothing to lose.
There is only pressure on Andy here.
Yes.
And we all expect him to win.
Let's begin. Who starts? Is it me?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
All right. We're starting with sixth grade. Here's your word.
Whoa, take it easy.
Disagreement.
Okay. I got that one.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, I got that one.
Let me give that another go.
Really?
Well, I just want to make sure I write it right.
Well, that makes sense. that's what we're trying to do.
If you write
D-I-S-A-G-R-E-E-M-E-N-T. Disagreement. Okay. Yep. I had a moment there where an extra G seemed like it might want to jump into the mix.
Now is
but
Judge
then I wrote that down
extra
and it looked
G?
It looked wrong.
Is Judge Giamatti around? Is he back
He's here?
There? Judge, can I ask that you keep a close eye on the owl? I feel like I gave him a lot of grief over that scat. And I don't want him choosing
I'm on Team Owl, so.
We should
talk.
My man.
Team producer.
Let's tie all the words into what happened earlier. So I would say that disagreement. Okay. We had a decent sized disagreement about how much he plagiarized that scat.
Well used in a
Thank
sentence.
You. Mike's turn.
All right, Mike, your sixth grade level word.
Excitement.
Okay.
Please use that in a sentence.
Excitement. E-X-C-I-T-E-M-E-N-T. There was a lot of excitement when we discovered Owl had stolen his opening scat.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that was correct. Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. I'm ready for this word.
All right, Jason, your sixth grade level word.
Iontophoresis.
Yeah. Okay. A-I-N-T-E-P-H-E-R-O-U-S. Antiphoresis.
How did you not? You could have just shoved it right in his face.
Google that one.
All right, Jason.
I don't think I could Google that one.
No, your real
fair
word.
Enough.
What does that word mean?
Oh, I don't know.
I can use it
already.
In a sentence. His scat was antiphoresis when it comes to being original.
A technique of introducing ionic medicinal compounds into the body through the skin by applying a local electric current.
Medicine through current?
Apparently.
All right. So what's his real
word? Cool.
Good job, doctors.
Combination.
Okay. These are the ones where it's like, you get this wrong. Soup's embarrassing. C-O-M-B-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Combination. There was a combination of words that were read from someone else's submission used as a scat.
Well done. Okay. We're doing good. This is a good time for everybody, all four of us.
All right. Andy, your seventh grade level word.
Admittance.
Ooh. Uh-oh. It's getting tough.
Uh-oh.
Admittance. A-D-M-I-T-T-A-N-C-E. Admittance.
Oh, I would have got it right. Yes. Smartest man alive.
I probably would have.
Al Borland would not receive his admittance to Harvard if they knew
he was guilty of plagiarism.
All right, guys, the gag's getting old.
Oh man,
it's just begun.
I think you just warmed it back up.
All right, Mike, your seventh grade level word.
Vigorously.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I've got it written, and it don't look right.
Oh no. There's no.
I think I've got this.
No way.
Mike is scrambling vigorously to figure this one out.
Where does the U go?
I've got some shots. There's some shots in here.
I look right, Andy? Is that one of yours on your board here?
It is one. It is my leading candidate.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
You're leading.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. Unfortunately, there's more than one candidate for this word.
Yeah. Same here, bro. All right. Let's vigorously. Hear it. Dang it. V-I-G-O-R-O-U-S-L-Y. Vigorously.
Anybody else want to try?
Oh, that's how I would have. That's how I would have done it. Oh, all right, you got us.
Nice Owl job. Searched that's... vigorously through the reviews to find a scat of use.
All right, we're back to Jason's seventh grade word.
That is correct.
My hands are so sweaty.
Yeah, I don't like what my heart is doing right now.
Okay. All right, Jason, here you go.
Pheasant.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! The problem is when I get this wrong, I'm going to be so wrong. Oh, no.
Remember how you spelled vacuum?
Yeah, I got that one right. I did. I had a couple wrong.
I'm glad this ain't my word.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
There are multiple candidates on my board.
Can I get the country of origin?
Middle English.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, it's number two. Pheasant.
You are sweating.
Actually, it's Middle English from Old French via Latin from Greek.
Okay, so it is
that helps
P-H.
A lot.
Okay, Pheasant.
No chance.
No.
No chance.
Okay, that felt bad.
I went with an F.
That's what I went with first.
It is Pheasant.
Yeah.
Oh man,
did you really write an F?
I did.
Well, that would have been a shameful. You've not used pheasant a lot in a sentence, have you?
I have not.
Well, how would you use that in a sentence? Only a pheasant would plagiarize a scat.
All right. So it's down to the two of us.
Yes, it is.
And into eighth grade we go?
Correct.
Oh, I'm so happy to be out.
You're sweaty.
Yeah, that's what I do.
All right. Andy, your eighth grade level word
is? It's kind
of
my thing.
Penitentiary.
Ooh.
Well, that's not great. Pen. Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Penitentiary?
All right. I got it. I think I would have this one.
What?
Penitentiary.
No way.
I'm going to go with my first guess. Penitentiary.
Ooh.
Oh!
I would.
From downtown!
The I-A-R-Y at the end?
Yeah. Ooh.
I just had the A-R-Y.
Oh, you got to go with your first. You got to go with your first shot.
But my first was wrong.
Well, you are a different case.
Please use it in a sentence.
We considered this offense to be worthy of a stay in a penitentiary.
All right, Mike.
So you pronounced the I on that one. You said Thierry. Can I hear that word again?
You can in a moment.
Oh, got to go backwards. Penitentiary.
Well, that's not how you
penitentiary.
Say it.
Yeah, penitentiary.
Penitentiary.
All right. I don't hear that.
All right, Mike, your eighth grade level word.
That's a tough
disbursement.
You got that one.
There's a
you
couple.
Got that one.
Okay, disbursement. DISPERSMENT.
Yeah.
Is it an A?
No, I think it's...
Did you miss an E? Did he miss an E in there?
Give it a go, Jason.
DISPERSEMENT?
No.
Oh,
you guys are all getting it wrong.
Is there an A in there?
Nope.
Okay, what is the word?
DISBURSEMENT.
That makes perfect sense, and yet we all wrote a P.
Yep.
Disperse?
That's
oh, distribution, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
You disperse.
I thought it was
you don't
like,
say disperse. Disperse the crowd. It's disperse the crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
we're all so stupid.
That's when you steal all the purses.
No, Jason. Mike was stupid. We were not stupid.
That's right. I didn't get that wrong.
Disbursement.
I win again.
You do win again.
Oh, my goodness. Off to the draft we go.
The Spitballers Draft.
Unbelievable. Disbursement.
He dispersed a few hard words there.
Disbursement.
Man, you don't say disbursement, though, do you?
No, because that sounds stupid.
English is so stupid.
Disperse the crowd. It's a soft B.
Well, I know that now.
Well, disbursement.
Look, a B and a P, they're not.
Oh, he pronounced the B.
Just flip them around a little bit, and it's similar.
Say, do it one more time.
Disbursement.
Yeah, that's
a
B.
Oh, it is.
Whew. Are we? We're doing another dad jokes draft.
That's yep, part three.
Part three of the dad. You can go back and find the old ones, I assume. Do you know what episodes they were?
I can get those.
All right. Well, update us later on. We have had a lot of shows.
All right. So Jason has the first.
Oh,
go.
You do?
Oh, I do. That's funny. Okay. All right. Well, that's easy because I'm going to take a great one that really fits the show.
Oh.
You found a plagiarizer?
Yes, you steal it.
I was just Googling those. No, no, this is a good poop joke.
Oh,
I mean,
excellent.
We're taking
it
up, to Classyville. What did the poop say to the fart? It's already won. Mm-hmm. What did the poop say to the fart?
What?
You blew me away.
The setup was so much better than the punchline.
It really was. Oh. It was. The punchline was all right, but...
Yeah,
but when you get a start with what did the poop say to the fart?
Yeah, but it's also true.
That's so disappointing.
You blew me away. All right.
What did the poop say to the fart? You should have stopped the joke right there.
That is it. I am finished. All right. I've got I got one for you guys.
I wrote that myself.
Did you? Yeah. Did you really?
For sure.
Okay. Congrats. You're a pro. A pro's pro. What did the horse say when he fell down?
No.
Oh, that was you got
this. Is that's literally my first joke.
Oh man,
Jason,
good for
do you know the answer to this one?
Nay, what, I don't.
What did the horse say when he fell down? Help! I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean, it's a good joke. That was literally your first one.
That
huh?
is literally my first joke. Sorry for ruining your joke.
That's okay.
With my. Dang it.
That's funny. Well, I mean, it's rare to steal somebody else's pick. But,
yes. Yes.
I did.
All right.
Two jokes for Mike.
So I get back-to-back jokes here. Clearly, I have to choose.
Any other horse jokes?
I have to choose accordingly. Jason.
Yes.
Why did the restaurant hire a pig?
Why?
He was good at bacon.
okay.
I like it. All right. I like it. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
It's simple.
It is very simple.
Dad jokes episode one was episode 110. Part two was episode 122. So it's been a while.
Ooh.
We went back to the well quick.
All right.
All right, Mike, you got one more.
Andy.
Yeah.
Can a kangaroo jump higher than the Empire State Building?
No.
Of course. The Empire State Building can't jump.
Yeah, I saw where that was going from the get-go. Oh, man.
Well.
That's right up my alley.
All right, I am back up. I'm gonna help us out here. Guys, what do you call, Jason, what do you call an anti-vax nanny?
Mm.
Ooh.
Tell me.
Mrs. Doubtfizer.
Oh.
Okay.
I heard Al laughing back there.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. A nice vax joke. I love it. Oh, well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just watched Mrs. Doubtfizer the other day.
Oh.
I cried like a baby, man.
Yeah, being a dad.
I haven't seen that movie in 20 plus years.
Yeah, me either. And then this was the first time I watched it from the perspective of a grown-up. Oh, that's rough stuff.
Way to bring it there, buddy.
Hey, you were Mrs. Doubtfizer, not me. All right, look, this is a good one. All right.
Did you write this one?
What did the fart say to the poop?
Yes. Okay. Mike.
Yeah.
What is the least spoken language in the world?
What is the least spoken language in the world? I don't know.
Sign language. Because it's silence. You don't speak it at all.
Thank you for explaining the joke.
Yes, that's what you got to do. You got to give a good explanation for a good joke.
Wow. You got another one. We're good. These are great.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Okay. Okay.
Where to turn now?
Yeah. Do I go back to the well?
You should have closed that one.
Yeah, I should have. Okay. Andy.
Yeah.
Why does Snoop Dogg always carry an umbrella?
That's my next joke.
Oh, man. For drizzle.
It's a good joke. It's a good
that
joke.
That is a good joke.
Faux drizzle.
Faux drizzle.
Yeah. Is it back to me?
It, yes.
It is.
Guys, I used to steal people's kitchen utensils.
Used to steal?
I used to steal people's kitchen utensils. But it really wasn't worth the whisk.
Oh.
Ow.
That's a cringy one. I like it.
Wasn't worth the whisk, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if that joke was worth the whisk.
You want another one?
In a minute.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Where do we go? Where do we go from here?
You got any poop jokes?
I don't.
Oh, I got several.
Andy.
Yeah, I'm right here.
What does Minnie Mouse drive?
What does Minnie Mouse drive?
A minivan.
Oh,
oh
no.
Man, that was, I mean, the whisk joke was so good. The whisk joke was so good.
We are at the bottom of this barrel.
We are scraping the dad jokes here.
Look, man.
Wow.
They can't all be gems.
Well, I've got a problem, Andy. Do you know what it is? Mike's back up.
Oh, no. Mike, you get to do another. Just skip it.
Never.
You're up.
I will never give up. Never surrender. All right, my closer here. My closer.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh.
No. Never give up.
Oh, yeah.
Never surrender.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. My friend keeps saying, cheer up, man. It could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I know he means well.
Okay. You came back and totally redeemed yourself. I like it. I like
it. Anybody got any more than Bax jokes? Is this my last one?
Yes.
How are we going four? I know we've gone five rounds before.
I don't have very many
left. I'm fine with five.
As long as you don't take mine.
I'd like five. That'd be good.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go five.
Listen, Mike, what does a cloud wear under his raincoat?
What does a cloud wear under what?
Under his raincoat.
What does a cloud wear under his raincoat? Yeah. I don't know.
Thunderwear.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I figured it was an underwear joke.
It was.
And I couldn't get to Thunderwear.
You could? Is that
I
what's
got
so
to
so
underwear.
So
I was like, it's going to be an underwear joke.
Are you
but
disappointed?
I am really disappointed in myself. Man, I let myself down, but I'm gonna redeem myself here.
Fruit of the Moon? Was that a joke in there? Maybe? I don't know.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
Andy.
All right.
How do you help a constipated person?
Good question, Jason. How do you help
you
a constipated
You scare the poop out of them. Oh, yeah. Help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
I feel like the joke didn't use the word poop.
Well, you know, family show. But you can make it your own. You can take these words and you can claim it as yours. Yeah. Just change one word and, man,
and
you got a killer. You got a killer joke there. All right. So now I'm going up with one more.
Close strong, man. Close strong.
Close strong. Okay.
Maybe we should have done three.
What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
Oh, my gosh.
I told you I had a lot of poop jokes.
What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
Yeah. A salad shooter.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, well, you want to go eight?
Oh, no, we don't. Mike, what do you call a magic dog? You already know it. Jason, what do you call a magic dog?
I do not know.
A labracadabra dog.
Oh, man.
That was on Mike's list. He's almost out.
I had come across that one. It wasn't on my list.
All right.
But it's good.
Yeah,
I like
it's a labracadabra dog.
All right. Which of my terrible two jokes do I finish with? Jason.
Yes.
Why did the raisin go out with the prune?
Why?
Because he couldn't find a date.
Oh, gosh.
I should have got there. Man.
Okay.
It was right
there.
We
did it.
All right.
We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Hey, guys, why did everyone enjoy being around the volcano?
Hmm.
It was just so lovable.
Goodness. What did the garlic do when he gets too hot?
What did the garlic do when he gets too hot?
Took all of its cloves off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
And then the last one I had. If you get cold, just stand in a corner. They're usually 90 degrees.
Mm. All right. Okay. Mm.
Well, we're done with this show.
What did we learn today?
Oh, man. We learned that Owl is a serial...
Plagiarizer.
Yeah, plagiarizer, a klepto.
Hmm.
I learned that it's a bee, a disbursement.
Mm. Remains to be seen.
And I learned for the first time that I am really bad at spelling. I got a lot of these words wrong.
You're a sweaty speller.
I'm a sweaty speller.
You're a very sweaty speller.
S-W-E-E-T-Y.
Sweetie.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, listening. Thank you, Al, for being here with
us. We'll try to do better next time.
We love you, Al.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.